Oh, man. I need to channel two, in particular, two of our all-time greats in the program. First and foremost, Justin Flynn, who actually humbled us and gave us the great honor of his presence at our team meeting last night, our pre-meet team meeting last night. Justin Flynn was a team captain, and he was here from, I believe, 2014 to 2018. Phenomenal multi-year captain, phenomenal scholar, phenomenal student athlete. Gave a phenomenal speech to the team last night about just not just championship culture, but what went into championship culture, the camaraderie, the effort, the unity, the synchronicity. And secondly, one of our all-time greats, really our all-time great, David Hemery, who spoke to the team years ago in person, and he gave a phenomenal speech about doing your best and giving your best and having your best day. And really, you could have three types of your best day. You know, the ultimate is the dream, right? You have your absolute best day, you hit that magical PR, you shatter that record, you win that gold medal, you know, you get first place. You know, that is the magical unicorn best day. Then the next tier is, you know, you have your best day, you hit that mark that you've been trying for a long time, you hit that all-time best, but it's not quite enough to maybe get into the final or sneak on the podium or get that elusive gold medal, but it's still your best day. And then there's the day of your best where, you know, quite frankly, you ain't got it. Like, you ain't got it. Like, for whatever reason, you didn't get good sleep that week, you've been sick, you're a little banged up, you know, you're coming off an injury, or you're just, for whatever reason, flat. But despite all that, you give your best effort and you have the best day that you possibly can. I can confidently say, without a doubt, the Terriers had their best day, and we covered all our bases there. I mean, right off the bat, starting out the day with Ellie Roan in the women's weight throw. Talk about your best day. A program record, Patriot League gold medal. I mean, that's your absolute best day. And then in the women's weight throw group, having the best possible start for our program, going 1, 2, 4, 5. Three of the four girls had all-time, lifetime best, including a school record. You know, scoring, I think, 27 points, outkicking their coverage. That was a phenomenal start to the day. Then coming back to the women's long jump group, you had a number of them. There were a couple of them that were a little dinged up over the course of the year, long-term plan, but we ended up having the event champion first, third, fifth, between Peace, Asia, Emma Lawrence. You know, phenomenal opportunity there with 20 points out of that group. And then you had plenty of others that had best days. I mean, you got to give up for Vera Schoberg. I mean, you know, dominating fashion in the opening round of the mile. You know, probably going to the well in the women's 5K beyond what we could have hoped for, but getting a gold medal there to start her triple header over the weekend of doing mile, 3K, 5K, triple. You know, with the men's 5K group, you know, a year ago, if I remember correctly, we scored 2 points, and that gentleman's not even on the team anymore. Charlie Hamill, awesome guy. This year, we brought back zero scores, and we went 2, 4, 6, 7, scoring 18. All four guys PR'd. It was Freddie Collins' 5K debut getting runner-up. And, you know, like having your best day, someone like Alex Brown, who to me is a star in the program in that he epitomized what we talk about all the time, his time in the game. You know, he was a walk-on candidate when he got here, had, I won't say a rough go, but, you know, he had a long phase of development. He was a guy that was struggling to get on the bus to even to go to Patriot League. Now he shows up and he's a scorer in the league and gets an all-time best in the 5K in the Patriot League final. Like, that's phenomenal. You got a guy that demonstrates grit like Ryan Rosenberger, banged up all indoor season coming from the fall, not able to train at his full capacity until maybe a month ago. And, you know, his demeanor didn't change at all during the course of the long jump competition. He's in fourth place going into the fifth round and puts it down and goes from fourth to first, holds on to it, and becomes it's his first event championship, you know, in his tenure here. And we had plenty of others. We had people that had all-time personal bests. You know, someone like Chinonye Monumbi had a half-second PR in the 200. She didn't make the final, but, I mean, she had her best day. I mean, there's things like that that are happening left and right. We're getting a bunch of people in the final, I think. We're getting three finalists in the 800 in the women. You know, we're getting Shimizu ran 150. You know, he was very close to the top guy in the league in the 800. That also, that 150 is a world junior standard for, you know, the world junior championships to represent Canada. You know, you got a guy that showed grit like Uchenna Nwosu in the hurdles. He today was literally his second time going over five hurdles in about 6 to 8 months. and he showed up. He wanted to get down for the team and runs 8:05, and it won't shock me if he gets back on the podium tomorrow. You know, there are some people I'm probably missing out, but we had a lot of bests throughout the day today, between final performances, between preliminary performances, and also just our attitude and demeanor, and also in terms of having our best day. Had a phenomenal showing from our friends and family, our alums, our parents, friends of the program. We had great energy in the building, left, right, center, up and down. So it was a great, great start for the weekend. A lot of momentum going into the final day of the championship. You know, we're ahead of pace of where the coaching staff anticipated we would be on day one. Significantly, a couple teams are down. So who knows what's going to happen today. But what I do know is I intend to talk about having another best day to finish out the weekend.